Gary, what are we playing this week?
Watch your step.
Oh, ooh, that was like a close one.
Yeah. Well, I've got a little pest problem.
Ooh.
In my house.
Tried borax. I assume borax works.
I got a cat. Oh. Like I have to be humane. So, I've placed all these traps around the house, and they say that they capture, you know, whatever the pest is alive, and you can then go just let it go, or you can make it a pet, or you can, you know, pry its eyelids open and show it videos of other other animals invading your house and the dark fates that befell them. Whatever you want to do.
Use it as live bait for other mice who come to help him.
Yeah. You can do anything. So I've just at night I hear this scurrying around. I feel dark fingers crawling across my face. I had something licking one of my teeth the other night. It's just real weird. Like something's going on. And so I set all these traps and you come over just in time for me to start opening them up and see what's in there. So, okay. All right. And this one, we've got a little Mickey Mouse character, and he's wearing a little shirt. It says Castle of Illusion.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good game.
Oh, shit. Oh, he bit me and got away.
Oh, damn it.
Okay. Hold on a second.
We'll get you one day.
Yeah. Okay. Let me open this next one. And then that's, it's a little Mickey Mouse. He's Epic Mickey.
You know, I'm less down with that than the previous one, but I understand it's an okay game.
Yeah, it's like Inspector, the only Inspector game I haven't played yet. But God, fuck.
Why does this keep happening?
They're animals. They're literally animals.
Quite literally.
Okay, let me. Okay, there's just one left, and this has to be their ringleader. Mm. Oh, shit, this one's shaking. It's big. Oh, there are two mice in this.
Oh, no.
They're engaging in Mickey Mouse capades with each other. That's how we can get more mice.
Yeah.
Ugh.
We're starting a mousecapade society.
Mice called pinkies.
Meeslets.
They're creating pinkies.
Pinkies.
When you buy frozen baby mice to feed to your pet snake, because you're a creep who owns a pet snake, you go into the pet store and you order like a 6-pack of pinkies to keep in your freezer to feed your pet snake.
Gross.
Super disgusting.
Yeah. If you're the bad kid who lives down the street, if you're Judd Nelson from Breakfast Club, who wears just like a little bit too much camo, that's
for you got a pet snake. There are certain pets that like are just kind of like that's, you know, like you snake, you have a pet snake. I think it's a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
I've never met a ferret person I've liked a lot.
Hmm.
Like I think ferrets are cute, but everyone I've met who owns a ferret, like I haven't liked that much.
Yeah,
I mean, that could be very much just be a coincidence.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm just gonna say this is the weirdest thing to base an opinion on somebody
else. Like what kind of pet they have.
Yeah,
like people say cat or dog people. I'm fine with both of those. Birds, yeah. Fish, that's great. Everything else,
not like then, but
the alternative, like everyone I've met who has a turtle is pretty cool.
Yeah,
like turtles are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. So, everybody I've met who has a turtle is constantly pooping, you know.
Yeah.
Because of the salmonella and all.
Well, and the yeah. Who are you?
My name's Cole Ross.
I'm Gary Butterfield. This is Adric Suffering.
Where we play bad games that you suggest.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this to us?
Yeah, it's a Mickey Mousecapade.
Mickey Mousecapade, recommended by Brian Castellano. For some reason, I remember actually enjoying this game as a kid, despite never beating it. Maybe I didn't have a lot of other choices at the time. But yeah, it's pretty horrible, is what Brian says.
I also remember playing it as a kid and never beating it. Because this has a weird good pedigree. Like at first blush, it's like, oh, it's a Capcom Disney game. Yes.
No, it's not Capcom.
It's Hudson. They just published it. But Hudson makes good games. Like,
yeah,
Hudson's not so bad. But this is primitive and in a weird way. Like this is too old to be really good.
Yeah, this is very much like an Amiga platformer almost, I think.
Yeah.
Is the way that this feels, which is separate and distinct from Euro.
Yes.
I feel like we have Euro games, if not like a hard time, at least a lot of undue attention.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just an evolution of like my grudge against Rare.
Yeah.
I think, just kind of coming out. Like when I realized, like, oh, all these games that like have this kind of interesting sound chip, but are isometric nightmares.
Yeah,
they all have something in common.
Their place of origin.
Yeah, they're all made or in oftentimes the same company. Yeah, Mickey Mouse Capade. I can't even remember. Like, I don't think I own this game. I think I like must have had a friend who owned it or something.
Yeah,
because I played this a lot, but.
It seems like one that would have made its way into a lot of libraries just because it was Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I don't like Mickey Mouse.
Neither do I.
I think he's really boring.
I think it is one of the great American tragedies that Mickey Mouse has more like selling power as a brand than Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, neither of which have done anything really great in the last like 30 years.
Gary, I have a lot of t-shirts that show Bugs Bunny in a gangster pose.
Yeah, it's just Tweety Bird slam dunking on a Black Bart Simpson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have clothes from carnivals. Yep. Yeah, the Coke mirror.
Yeah, and all of my clothes has little dart holes from where I hit them with a dart to win them. Yeah. What, you got moths? No. Why do you ask?
Nope, that's... When the carnival comes into town, mom calls that school shopping.
Yeah. I think Mickey Mouse is really boring.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't really liked anything with Mickey Mouse in it.
I mean, Castle Evolution is the one I'll go back to.
That's a fun, but definitely a kid game. Mm-hmm. Like, it is pretty boring. It's serviceable. Like, the platforming stuff is fun. The animation's nice. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't, like, there's not very much challenge to it. It's no, you know, DuckTales or any of the Nintendo,
yeah,
you know, Capcom games, which are actually like mechanically really interesting. Like that one is, and there's another SNES one that I played that like a lot of Mickey Mouse game. And it was just like a kid game. Like it just like felt like, oh, this is like very much like a game for babies.
Yeah.
Because Mickey Mouse is a character for babies.
Yeah. I mean, what is the one, quote me a single line of Mickey Mouse dialogue that is not, ho ho.
Yeah. That's in some way funny. Or clever or insightful. Like, it's not even, he's not even boring the way that like Winnie the Pooh is, where he's like gently nostalgic and has a good heart.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, oh, I'm overwhelmed. Oh. You know, he sounds like a mad bomber. Like, he sounds like he's just, oh, you know, it's just going to start like blowing things up. Like, but there's no content in Mickey Mouse. Like,
I'm going to burn your house down and piss on the ashes.
Like, there's zero content.
No, he's Mickey Mouse. You know what he is? He's tofu. He takes on whatever's around him.
Exactly. Like, you throw him in Fantasia. Fantasia would have been awesome with anybody, dog.
Yeah.
Like, it's just classical music is good.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse shouldn't get credit for that.
Like, classical music and psychedelic imagery always going to work.
Yeah, you could put like almost any cartoon character. Like, you could have the Brothers Grunt up in that shit, and it'd still probably be pretty good.
Yeah, you could have the CGI cows from Nickelodeon's Barnyard.
Yeah, it'd be pretty good.
Robin Williams is from Robots.
Yeah, you could have Garfield from A Tale of Two Kitties.
Yeah. And you could have Bubsy from...
Yeah, it would still probably be pretty good.
Bubsy's, you know? Fantasia?
Bubsy's Fantasia would be pretty good. As long as he couldn't talk, it would be the same, though.
Yeah.
It would be exactly as good as regular Fantasia.
I'm going to try and work in a bunch of, like, visual puns.
Right. Yeah, he would just be, he'd be struggling against his inability to talk.
Rhapsody in Mew. Yeah. Sorry. I just made a Bubsy joke.
That's a good Bubsy joke. That's a good Bubsy subtitle.
But yeah, like Mickey Mouse, like he isn't even like that is even the best of those segments.
Yeah, it's not like all Disney is bad. Like, I've gone on the record before about like, I don't like Goofy either. Nah. And Goofy's an idiot.
The Goofy movie, though, that is a serviceable Pauly Shore vehicle.
I'm sure. I'll take your word for it, young boy. Young given that I was doing cool drugs at the time that came out instead of watching baby movies. But like, I can get behind Donald Duck. Like, the best thing that Disney does is like the Duck family. Because Scrooge McDuck is cool.
Yeah, he goes on all those racist adventures.
Yeah, like, Donald Duck is legitimately pretty funny. Like, this guy that is so like encapsulated by his rage but can't communicate.
Yeah.
Like, he has a character trait.
He does, yeah. Like, there's a tragedy to that. But I would even say, like, if given a choice between, okay, as a man who knows his ducks, if given a choice between Daffy and not Sylvester, that's a different one. Donald and Daffy, I would take Daffy.
Yeah. Well, that's just because, I mean, I'm judging against the rest of Disney.
Oh, okay.
Like leaving Warner Brothers out, because like Warner Brothers stuff is better.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of universally. Like I would take Plucky. Even, and I'm not happy about it.
I mean, you're not.
But I would,
like, you're picking him last.
Yeah, like I would still take Plucky, but like the Donald Duck is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. and you know, the DuckTales are great. Mm-hmm. Like that actually stands up pretty well. But like old Disney, like House Disney, and not even like, you know, like there's stuff to be said for like Beauty and the Beast and the Aristocats and stuff. But like just House Disney, like that's no good.
Mm-hmm.
It's no bueno. No, I don't care for it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I can appreciate Snow White because of the rotoscoping and, you know,
well, they, like, can be beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they can be really nice looking. Like, and I think a lot of people who are real into Disney are just into the animation.
Yeah.
You know, which is good. I won't deny that.
As somebody who works with a lot of animators, that is very much the case.
Yeah, and I won't deny that, like, it's well animated, mm-hmm. but I need something, you know, better than something that, like, otherwise I would just spend all day like, oh, you know, I don't play any video games except for Prince of Persia. You know, like I need something more than animation in order to enjoy any work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the writing is boring. It's for babies.
Gary, do you want to know what I had a VHS copy of as a young child?
What's that?
Song of the South.
Hmm. Oh yeah.
So imagine a toe-headed little boy walking around the trailer park with his mullet singing Zippity Doo-Dah.
Do they just issue that in that part of the country you come from? Like, do that just come with your apartment? Or?
Yeah, it's like Copies of Frampton Comes Alive.
Yeah. Like you just have to like just get the party line. Yeah. right off the bat.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was a full compliment of Song of the South. It might have been like a compilation that just had like all of the most egregious stuff taken out.
Yeah.
But then, okay. You know, like
I thought you were gonna say it just had the most egregious stuff. Yeah. Like they just did like a cut, like yeah. The Triumph of the Will style, like Song of the South cut.
Yeah, it's just that intercut with Do the Right Thing. It's really weird. No, but you know, like Zippity Doo-Dah, that's sung by, you know, Uncle Remus, so it's there.
Yeah, Briar Grandpa. Briar Grandpa.
But like I don't ever remember seeing the Tar Baby thing until I watched it on YouTube. The skit. I'm referring to the skit from the movie. I'm not genuinely using
the
word.
Whole movie as such.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it is a specific sketch.
Yes,
for people
is.
Who don't know Song of the South.
Yeah, Cole isn't just saying something horrible.
Yeah. No, we trust you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got my eye on you.
Like, I'd say like Disney has like a, you know, that's the exception rather than the rule. Like there's mm-hmm. lots of problems with Disney and like as far as representation and stuff, like that's all obvious, but it's not like most of it is just racist garbage. I just mm-hmm. my problem with it is most of it is boring.
Yeah, blandness. Yeah. Like, and like Mickey's emblematic of that. He's more of an icon than he is a character.
Yeah,
you know, and like you just can't base anything on that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's noble but good. He's honest but forthright.
Well, actually, if you look at Kingdom Hearts 2, Mickey takes on the responsibility of being a monarch, and you can see you can see there are some compromises that have to be made in order to best serve his people.
The good of the many, ha ha.
Off with his head.
I had like a guy who I'm good buddies with, like a friend I've made in the last year who I like a lot is real into Kingdom Hearts games.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying not to, like, I mean, you like whatever video games you want. It doesn't actually matter. I don't think it actually speaks of you,
mm-hmm.
but it is
unlike
kind of
pet choice.
Yeah, exactly. Like that. Yeah. Luckily he's not a lizard man. it is really hard for me to think like, those are the things, like my experience with those games is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't even like the licenses. It's really weird. Like he's like, I don't care about Disney or Final Fantasy. I just think they're good games. And it's like, I came at this like when the main time to love anything with Final Fantasy on it. And I think they're bad games. Like, and that's not that revelatory. You think they're good game, but I think they're bad game.
We disagree. What do? Start podcasts.
Yeah, cool. What happened?
What do, Cole?
Yeah. So yeah, it's kind of weird.
I would much rather have somebody have different taste in what makes a good game. Like, oh, maybe they find certain parts of the action combat, you know, to be engaging. Like that's fine. That is a much more understandable thing than somebody who is desperately in it for the lore.
Oh, sure. I especially mean, like, since like it is legendarily like everything I've read about the lore is square at its worst.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like the absolute worst thing that they've, you know, they put their pen to and they've put their pen to a lot of stuff. That's not good.
Yeah. I mean, it's just Nomura the game, right? Like,
yeah. That's what it seems like. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. So Mickey Mousecapades, it is a really basic platformer. I like the two-player kind of angle to this, where yeah. Mickey is kind of following along. Or Minnie, rather. Kind of,
yeah. Following along. And she can shoot once you get a second set of stars.
Yeah.
I like that, too. Mm-hmm. But it is really elementary. Like, the bosses are all just like, here, let's send a series of progressive bouncing projectiles at you. And that's it. Like, I got to the end of the boss of the second world. Like the ocean world.
Oh man!
And then I couldn't beat that boss. It was some kind of alligator thing.
I couldn't get
like the alligator from Peter Pan, I guess.
Yeah, like all the bosses are references, which makes sense.
Well, like, but they feel like they're reskinned. Like I watched a speed run of it, and the end boss is Maleficent, and Maleficent is as wide as she is tall, and her face is definitely on her chest. Like if you imagine her torso as just a square, the face is like halfway up the 12 o'clock arm. It's really weird. Like it is a really weirdly proportioned for a character that is like kind of defined on being, you know, lanky and, you know, kind of weirdly like, you know, wiry mm-hmm. and elegant. Like it is just like a, like it's just like a lump of Maleficent that you fight at the end.
Yeah, she was halfway through the teleportation when the pod shut down.
Yeah, exactly, and just a dollop came through.
Kill me.
Yeah, just like Snow White.
This Mickey game got really dark.
I ate an apple. Oh well, it happened again. We're gonna need another Maleficent.
go down to Witch Academy. Oh, it's all these teenagers who like Wicked. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, teenagers love Wicked.
Those teenagers, they sure love show. Wicked. Yep. I mean, that's my experience with teenagers and Wicked, both.
Yeah.
I've never met a teenager who doesn't love Wicked and never met somebody who likes Wicked who was not a teenager.
I've never met a teenager who doesn't like Wicked and never met a teen.
Yep. It's funny when you're a recluse, you can form a bunch of very just like baseless, yeah. baseless stereotypes of people.
Yeah, just based on saying who you've met and who you haven't met. I've never met a mailman who wasn't tall. It's like, well, was your mailman tall? Yeah. So
shut up. Yeah. Yeah, I am mostly basing that opinion on my little sister.
So. Okay.
Oh man, oh man. But yeah, there are a bunch of people who like a bunch of bosses who are reskinned, right?
Yeah.
And this is one where depending on the region you're in, there are different enemies and stuff.
Yeah, but they're just replaced with different Disney things. Like they're replaced for no reason.
Right. That's not like a licensing problem.
Yeah, like in the, you know, United States you fight Witch Hazel, but in Japan you fight the Cheshire Cat. Who cares?
It's fine.
Like, yeah.
They function the same.
They're all the same. Yeah. Also, there's not the best Disney villainess for my money, who is Madame Mim from The Sorcerer's Stone.
That's pretty good.
The Madame Mim is pretty good.
Yeah.
Like that's my favorite Disney villain.
Hmm.
Because she has a really good song, and she's just like an ugly, angry, crazy woman who lives in the woods who turns into a dragon. Like, there's no world-spanning domination or anything. She's just like, I'm out of my mind, and just turns into monsters.
Yeah, I don't know. Like off the top of my head, I want to say Cruella De Vil, but that seems a little funny.
That's because she made you horny when you were young.
No, honestly, it's because I like the Mr. Burns version of her song a lot.
Oh yeah,
and
that's
just true. And that is a pretty pure expression of villainy, right? Somebody who is like so rich and immoral that they will ruin 100 lives or 101.
I like the association of wealth with evil.
Yeah,
like I'm not even being sarcastic. I'm very comfortable with that. Yep. Like, if I'm being self-reflective, like, that does resonate with me in a way that, you know, is maybe not fair. Yeah. It's true.
It's like, yes. I hate all people who are luckier than me.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Hmm. But yeah, so you actually beat the second stage. I couldn't get like any.
No, I beat the first stage. I got to the end of the ocean.
I couldn't even get past like the first couple of platforms in the ocean because those waves were so aggressive. Like, you, like the top of your jump arc just barely got you over the top of their crest.
It's a huge difficulty spike.
Yeah,
you know,
because like the first game makes it feel like a crazy castles game. The first level makes it feel like a crazy castles game with ladders and such.
It opens up.
Yeah.
And it becomes more of a traditional platformer, but it doesn't really know how to do like a platformer, it feels like. Mm-hmm. It is pretty rough. This is a rough one. Mm-hmm. It's not like, I mean, it's not X-Men rough. It's not Ghostbusters 2 rough, you know, but it's not good.
It functions, but like Mickey himself, it's bland.
Yeah. The graphics are also very bad. Like the Mickey looks really bad. Mm-hmm. I think like he looks really scary. Like he looks like he's wearing, it looks like a kid wearing a Mickey Mouse mask in the graphics, like with his murderer girlfriend. And they're off to do like a, you know, Natural Born Killers esque rampage across this house.
Which one of them is Woody Harrelson?
Mickey.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So like that's saying something though, right? Because the Mickey is kind of designed to look good no matter what. Like,
yeah.
To always be recognizably Mickey, which I guess he passes the test.
Yeah, it definitely looks like somebody who's using a Mickey asset. Yeah. You know, some kind, but like it's just poorly rendered. Like there's not enough detail in his sprite. Mm-hmm. You know, and you've got contrast that with like, I mean, it came out way before, so it's fine, but like you contrast it with DuckTales and how mm-hmm. much detail there is in that sprite and personality. Mm-hmm. And this just has no sense of personality to it.
I'm looking at the box art for this. It is composed exactly like the DuckTales art. Like do it two up. Take a look at how similar those are.
Yeah, I've looked at them. I looked at them before. There's a Hardcore Gaming 101 article on the Capcom NES games, and they talk about this.
they talk about that exact point that I made, or this game.
No, they just show the covers, okay, but they talk about the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know that I have anything more to say about it. Like,
no, I can't even if like anything about Mickey Mouse. I've tried to talk to my friend Noah, who did our Watch Out Fireballs poster, is a big animator and he loves Disney and he loves Mickey Mouse. And I've tried to talk to him about like what the appeal of the character is. And I believe in his genuine appreciation, but I can't quite parse it out.
I mean, it's like Superman, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. Like it's like a nostalgic thing. Like I don't feel like he's fooling himself. Like I don't want to sound, you know, condescending. Oh, yeah. Like, you know, it's a genuine thing that I just don't get.
Yeah,
which is fine. But I haven't been able, like there's been too much of a communication breakdown for him for him to explain it in terms I would understand.
Yeah.
You know.
Hmm. There's a topic on the GameFAQs message board that is, so I achieved the maximum score of 9,999,990 points and won without dying. Did both in the same game, finishing with maximum, and then that number, and 7 extra lives. Simply took a bit of time to defeat Pegleg in level 5 over and over to achieve the maximum score.
Well, good job, M14 Real.
Yep.
The guy above that has Taco Man plays Mickey Mouse Capade with prostitute Mickey.
Did you watch that video?
No.
It is egregious.
What is it?
You're irritating YouTube guy.
YouTube,
but...
yeah, like just, yeah.
What the fuck is this shit?
Oh, jeez.
Mickey's got a horror falling behind him. I don't know why I turned into bubbles from Trailer Park Boys there, but
that's rough.
Yeah, I mean, why is like prostitute Mickey is in his cosmology is Minnie. So
for some reason, I didn't think that this was going to be a YouTube. I just thought it was going to be like when I didn't click on it before we recorded, so I wasn't trying to pimp this guy's YouTube channel or anything like that. Yeah, this guy sounds like a real shithead.
Yeah, why is this enemy bouncing up and down like that?
That is the worst. Like, it is, again, like, you know, angry video game nerd walk out in the middle of the stage and set himself on fire for all the horror that he has wrought. Like, bad angry video game nerd. Like, he's not responsible for it, but bad angry video game nerd knockoff YouTube stuff is the worst.
Yeah. So the craziest fact about this game, and looking at the message board reminded me of this, apparently inside every cartridge is a little Mickey Mouse.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, in the circuit board.
Yeah.
A little drawing of Mickey Mouse. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Which is neat.
Yeah, that's adorable.
Yeah.
If only they could have devoted some of that energy to the gameplay.
I know, am I right?
And graphics.
I know. They spent so much time, you know, the DLC was on the disc itself.
Yeah, they spent so much time. I have somehow defined, spent so much time, which I have somehow also defined.
Gary, we know who they are.
Yeah, they're just trying to keep gamers down. They're anti-gamer. Ugh. Well, now I'm mad. We should stop talking about this before I start screeding out.
Screeding out of control.
Yeah. Put 60 seconds on the clock, right? There's no such thing as an anti-gamer. Stop saying that, you fucking idiots. Yeah. This is everyone who you're talking about likes games. Yep.
This has been the driest crop for GameFAQs shenanigans I think we've ever had.
It's because it's a big collection of like 6s out of 10.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like it's in that middle point where it's like not egregiously bad to inspire weirdos, mm-hmm. and not so, you know, good that it inspires weirdos. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of an uninspired crop. Not to, like, bring anyone to task, you know, for it. Like, it's our job to do stuff with this, not your job to, mm-hmm. you know, set us up. But it is a lot of 6 out of 10s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. That's fine. They can't all be X-Men.
They can't. So, if they were, we wouldn't have an industry, Gary.
Yeah, that would be pretty rough.
Yeah.
Like, part of me wants to, like, I've thought about, like, you know, you sit down and you think of cool ideas for things you'd want to do, and you'll never do them because you're going to die. And then also you're doing a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if I wasn't in school and doing podcast stuff and doing the blog, like, part of me would like to sit down and do, like, a game-by-game examination of the X-Men games have been handled. Mm-hmm. Because it is a really weird, like, until X-Men Legends, no one got any part of it really right, mm-hmm. while some kind of good games came out of it. And, like, some of the games are really good. Like, I mean, like, the X-Men NES game, nothing else needs to be said about that. But, like, the Genesis X-Men games are really good.
Yeah.
And I would relish the opportunity to replay those and kind of examine why, mm-hmm. and stuff.
You could do, like, dueling blogs and just kind of chart the treatment of Marvel superheroes in general. Because, like, you could even say the same for, like, Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man has been really... And you could do that really interesting Spider-Man arcade game with Namor. Mm-hmm. And high and stuff, Black Cat. It's a really weird game. Yeah, Spider-Man has been treated really until eventually it reached its apex with, like, I'm going to say the PlayStation 2 was the generation that, like, superhero games started working.
Yeah.
Like, as, because, you know, you have X-Men Legends,
Spider-Man 2,
Hulk Ultimate Destruction. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like when everyone realized what, you know, at least Marvel superheroes, no one's ever figured out how to make DC games good until Arkham.
Right.
You know? And that's just Batman. It's not even like DC superheroes are good. Right. It's just a good Batman game. It's a separate thing. Mm-hmm. No one's made a good Aquaman game or Superman game, you know.
It's a shame that we're never going to be able to, or it's that it's unlikely we're ever going to emulate Xbox games. I would love to do the Aquaman game for Xbox.
I've seen some footage of that. It's pretty out there.
Yep.
It's pretty rough.
Do that and Drake of the 99 Dragons, like, just get it all in.
We talked about it, and this isn't really a spoiler because it's not on our schedule. Like, we have our schedule planned for a long time. Mm-hmm. I really would like to do Spider-Man 2 at some point.
I'm thinking about places we can fit that in. I would love to do that.
That's such a good game, and, like, you love movement, mm-hmm. mechanics and grappling hooks, and that game does it better than any game ever.
I know, right?
Like, it is so just joyous to move around that city. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, so I'm trying to figure out a sensible place to put that to where it doesn't preclude our ability to do kind of a more traditional open world kind of thing. Because we have, I know, at least one big candidate that we're considering for that.
Mm.
And I don't want those to, like, preclude each other because I couldn't choose between them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe it'll be like a summer poll if we decide not to do an RPG poll.
Yeah.
Maybe we won't have to choose. And we'll put up a couple different open world games.
The Wisdom of Solomon.
Yeah. Let's cut them all in half.
Yes.
So that's what we'll do, is we'll just play the first half of all of them.
We'll play the first half of Solomon's Key.
Yeah, or the first half of Spider-Man, the second half of the other game.
Yeah.
And then just go from there.
Yeah.
The result of a confusing memo. Episode 105 of Watch Out for Fireballs.
We've done that before, at least on
it's
this
true.
Show.
Yeah. But now, yeah, not the first half and last half, but a centaur episode.
A cat dog, if you will.
Do you think centaurs are poised to, like, come back, like, as a fantasy thing? The way, like, vampires and archers and all that stuff. Like, you think, like, a sexy teen romance centaur book? Because remember when we did Horse Island on the show and Jenny clued us in on the fact that horse novels were for young girls to masturbate to?
Yeah.
And neither of us realized that. Uh-huh. Like, it feels like there's an untapped market for, like, a Stephanie Myers out there to make a centaur, sexy centaur book.
I feel like that's a little bit too much of a taboo. I think that exists. I think that, like, you know, Kindle self-publishing has made that, like, a thing.
I'm not saying that like there isn't a book out there where somebody fucks a centaur. Like I know. Yeah. I'm just saying it's like a sensation, like a mainstream thing.
I just wanted to ease you into that gently as kind of a first premise in case you hadn't considered that somebody right now is flicking it to a horseman.
Okay, I believe it.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. So I don't want to break your heart all at once. I don't know, like maybe it seems
the centaur would have to be able to turn into a human. Like that'd be like a were-centaur. that would be the thing. And like every full moon, it turns into a human. And then on every leap day, it turns into a reverse centaur. Yeah. Why won't you love me?
Yeah. No, and then it just turns into a different kind of livestock. So at some point he has a human top but a goat bottom, and he's a pan man.
Ugh. Yeah. I do a pan man. I was thinking the reverse still.
Yeah.
The only reverse I want is a reverse mermaid. It's the only reverse I can get behind. I'm a legs man.
The old switcheroo. Yep. Oh man. So thank you, Brian Castiano, for recommending this.
Thank you, Brian.
So, somehow you got us to admit that Gary's attracted to reverse mermaids.
Yeah. Well, like I'm not attracted.
You're not made of stone. At least not all of you.
Well, just, exactly. I'm 99% not made of stone. So, thanks, everybody. Mm-hmm. iTunes, Patreon.
Suggest a game? Yeah.
Yeah.
Up next, we have a kind of a different one with the archive.org kind of DOS game revolution. Why don't we play a game about everybody's favorite biblical superhero, Onesimus?
Oh, sounds great. Yeah. I'm familiar with Onesimus. Yeah. There's a YouTube channel that does like DOS platformers, mm-hmm. and has done an episode on Onesimus.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to playing Onesimus finally.
I'm not. It's actually quite bad. But we can play all these now because of Archive. So
yeah. So feel free. Let the PC games fly, man.
Yeah.
People. Like weird old PC games is an entirely different flavor, a new fresh hell to attend to.
Sam Baer, get on it.
Yep, exactly. Good night, everybody.
Good night.